Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay on Friday, August the 21st. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. Coming up, hear from a mum campaigning for medication for her son. And we catch up with the Gillingham boss ahead of their first away game of the season. But first, this is one of our most read stories on the website today. People living in part of Sittingbourne fear an area of land they describe as an oasis of calm could be lost to housing developers. 3 acres of space in Riddles Road, which used to belong to a school, has been used by the community for around 75 years. However, the owner of the land, which is Kent County Council, have decided to sell it. That's led to concerns it could eventually be built on. Well, locals are now looking at whether they can fight to get it village green status, which would protect it. And they've been speaking to the local Democracy Reporting Service.
There's been no formal communication with residents. So we're now taking it ourselves to inform the local community. This space of land is probably the last bastion of green space that we've got in the area. We have construction to the east, construction to the west, and this last green oasis is all really we've got left.
We're becoming a bit of a concrete jungle around here. This is the only free space around here.
There are probably plenty of other places that across Sittingbourne that could have houses built on them just fine, but if this was a huge piece of land, I might feel differently, because obviously people do need houses to live on. But it's not really, it's just going to be a small development, and it's going to rob the residents of this immediate area of a green space that is walkable.
There's also been reaction to this from Sittingbourne MP Kevin McKenna. He suggested the County Council shouldn't be selling off assets before new authorities come into force as part of local government reorganisation. Well, KCC and local councillor Paul Webb have been approached for comment but haven't responded. You can also watch a video report within this story today on the website.
Kent Online News.
Some court news in brief for you now. And the family of a pensioner killed by a speeding drug driver in Cliftonville say his 3.5-year sentence is too lenient. 30-year-old Jamie Sutton from Northdown Road was above the cannabis limit when he hit Michael Piper in 2024. The 79-year-old's family now plan to ask for the sentence to be reviewed. A domestic abuser who jumped from a window trying to escape police in Canterbury has been jailed. Benjamin Knowles repeatedly attacked and strangled a woman over several days in January. The 35-year-old from Canterbury Road in Herne Bay was convicted after a trial and sentenced to 3 years and 4 months. A man who strangled and assaulted a woman in Chatham, meantime, has been jailed for 2 years and 10 months. Charlie Stefano grabbed her by the throat and kicked her in February before she escaped. The 35-year-old from Dagenham in London has also been given a 6-year restraining order. A Kent man who falsely accused a police officer of possessing indecent images has avoided immediate prison. Lee Hollenby made the claims after taking a dislike to the officer who was monitoring him as a convicted sex offender. The 48-year-old from Hunton Road in Chainhurst near Marden received a 33-week suspended sentence. And homes have been evacuated and a bomb disposal team called out after a suspicious package was found in Maidstone. Part of Wharf Road in Tovell was taped off yesterday evening. Police have now told us the package didn't pose any risk, but has been seized and an investigation's continuing. We can hear now from a Kent mum who's campaigning to get a drug that could help her 18-year-old son available on the NHS. Jake Officer from Tunbridge suffers from Friedreich's ataxia but didn't show any symptoms until he was 7. He was eventually diagnosed after having spinal surgery soon after his 9th birthday. Well, Jake's mum is backing a petition calling for a mavaloxolone to be funded in the UK. It's already available in other countries including the US and Europe. Our reporter Charlotte Phillips has been chatting to Jake and his mum, Sarah.
So Jake was perfectly, when he was born, he was perfectly fine and able, and all his milestones were normal, so he could run, ride a bike, all of them things. And then when he was about 7, I got him out of the bath and I noticed that he was leaning to the side a little bit. So then I took him to the doctors and the doctor said, oh, I think he's got some scoliosis going on. So he had to wear a spinal jacket for 2 years. And then they decided on his 9th birthday to insert 2 titanium growing rods for his spine to correct the curve. And then 2 days after the operation at Great Ormond Street, they noticed he had a heart murmur. So then they sent him for some further tests, and then they diagnosed him with Friedreich's ataxia 2 days after his 9th birthday, so 2017.
Right. And kind of following that, what kind of happened from then onwards? I know you said that a lot of changes happened. How's it kind of
Yeah,
impact him?
his life's been pretty much downhill since then. So Jake walked into the operation and then came out in a wheelchair. So it's never really been the same since. It's obviously Friedreich's ataxia is a degenerative muscle wasting condition, and it takes everything from you. So over the years, it has slowly taken everything from Jake. Jake's now a full-time wheelchair user and is dependent on everybody, you know, for every aspect of daily life: feeding, washing, changing, dressing, going out. So it's just a real cruel disease.
Yeah, and you said he was perfectly kind of walking around, just being kind of a normal child, like
Yeah.
running
And
around.
that's the saddest thing, like, because it's almost you give him a taste of what his life's like and then take it all away from him. So Jake,
Yeah.
you find it particularly hard, don't you? It's really impacted your mental health as well, hasn't it, Jake?
Yeah.
And this new treatment that you're petitioning for to be on the NHS, would you be able to talk me through kind of what that is, what it's called, what it is
Yep.
exactly, and how it would help?
So the new treatment is something called ovamaloxolone, and it's to slow down the progression of Friedreich's ataxia. So it's not a cure. There's not a cure, sadly, for Friedreich's ataxia, but it's been licensed since 2023, and it is available in the United States and authorized in Europe since 2024 for use. And the MHRA approved it for use in the UK in April 2025 for patients 16 and over. But obviously, despite that, it's not been funded for approval via NICE for the treatment of patients in the UK. So we're kind of being left behind, which is a real shame, because obviously everybody should have the option to try treatment that's going to slow down the progression, especially one that's so cruel like Friedreich's ataxia.
Yeah, of course. How does the treatment work exactly? Do you know, or
I think it's a tablet, like a tablet that you
Oh,
take,
okay.
an oral tablet that you swallow.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think, it's just medicine
Yeah.
that just helps to slow down. So it's the first and only licensed drug of its kind. So it's really disappointing that there's not been more movement on it, because every day that there's nothing out there for the FA patients or for my son is a day that we're not going to get back. You know, the damage is going to be done.
Yeah.
So we really need action now rather than keep them waiting. And as I said, everybody else is getting access to this drug, and the results from it are amazing as well. So there's like a 55% increase on patients that are taking the drug compared to those that are not taking it. So that's quite a huge markup.
Kent Online reports.
Officials say 185 small boat channel crossings to Kent have been prevented since a deal signed in April ordered French police to be more proactive in stopping them. Meantime, video footage has emerged of officers being attacked by asylum seekers trying to board a small boat to the UK. People wearing life jackets appeared to throw objects at officers, who then used parva spray against them. 75 jobs are being lost at a Kent carers charity after it missed out on a county council contract. Crossroads Care Kent has provided council-funded support for more than 30 years. Its East Kent service ends this month, although it'll continue providing some support in the west of the county. An investigation's underway after an elderly patient was reportedly left stranded waiting for transport to take him home from Westmorling. The man, who's in his 80s, had attended an optician's appointment and was due to be collected by G4S. The company have apologised for the distress and inconvenience. Now, long-running water leaks across Kent are being put in the spotlight by, would you believe, a family of rubber ducks. Andy Maycock from Otford has rated reported leaks from 1 to 5 ducks, with some flowing for months. South East Water says it shares customers' frustration and is prioritising repairs. Meantime, South East Water's new boss is to face questions from Whitstable residents after thousands recently lost their supply. John Housel will attend a public meeting on September the 1st, following repeated problems blamed on high demand and equipment failures. Campaigners want answers about investment in local infrastructure. Next today, and a supermarket delivery van has damaged a Grade 2 listed well near Folkestone. St Abergs Well dates back centuries and was Liminge's main freshwater source until 1905. The supermarket has accepted responsibility, with local businesses offering to help repair the landmark. We can hear hear now from Councillor Roger Joyce, who's from the Parish Council.
This well is on the site of the source of the Stour, so that's obviously what attracted people to it. So it's a source of fresh water. It's been there for years since St Edberg set up her convent here. So naturally enough, for Anglo-Saxon times, it's a place for a natural place to settle around the water. So it's been here for a long time. August 6th, about 6:30 in the evening. Yes, a local high street chain doing their deliveries clouted the wall and the structure. It is a listed building, as is the wall against which I'm leaning at the moment, and the wall which was clouted. So it's a listed building and it's owned by the parish council, so obviously we take responsibility for the repairs of it. Well, you can see the damage for yourself. It seemed to touch the corner of the roof and has dislodged a good number of tiles on the roof. There is no damage to the timber structure, we're pleased to say. That's all right, and the wall seems to have survived it as well. Very important to the people of Limmage. I mean, witness the response we had when it happened. Within a very short space of time, there were lots and lots of reports from locals. People reported it. We have dash cam. The response from the residents has been fantastic. So it's very important to people locally.
And a replica of the ship which completed the first voyage around the world is opening to visitors in Dover today. The now Victoria is a recreation of the vessel that made the epic journey more than 500 years ago. It'll be at Dover Marina until August the 31st.
Kent Online Sport.
Starting off with football, and the Gillingham manager says his side need to bounce straight back from a defeat in their first league game of the season. They were beaten 3-0 by Walsall at Priestfield last time out, with all of the goals coming in the last 10 minutes. The Gills travel to take on Fleetwood Town in League 2 tomorrow. Here's Gareth Ainsworth.
There is no way you can match that performance on Saturday with a Cambridge or a Bromley from last season. That was, for 80 minutes, the team that I wanted to put my name to and go, wow, we've created so much, we've done enough to win two games here, we just needed to put it in the net. The sucker punch is the goal. We'd lost our skipper. I think we were a little bit at sea, and I don't know how we'd have been within the team, but we have to defend that better. What I didn't like was then the collapse after that, and that's probably mentally something I've got to address now, because the boys cannot go like that. Listen, this is a football game. This is not life and death. This is not serious problems in life. All right, I'm telling you now, I know serious problems in life. One of my best friends is going through some tough times at the moment, and that's a serious problem, not conceding the football goal. So I'm saying to people, do you know what? The fans were brilliant. The fans reacted in the right way. They started singing, getting behind us again, even 1-0, and I really appreciate that. They were actually better than some of my players, but I think some of my players probably had a little bit of a, oh no, this is last year again. And we have to get rid of that. We've got to get rid of that and go, okay, we've been scored again, so what? We go again. And that's how I want them to be. That's what I want. Okay, it happens. It's not the end of the world. You know, there's a lot worse things than conceding a goal. We can go and get one back here. We've got 10 minutes to do that. And on that same adage, I'm saying we've got 45 more games to put that right. And I want to be putting it right on Saturday. You know, I know the fans are going to demand. And I also am not stupid. My job is about results. I don't care how I win, but it's about results. That would have been a great victory because the performance matched the result. I'll take a result on Saturday no matter what. But over the season, I know that if we keep performing like we did for that first 80 minutes, we'll win more than we lose here. And that's me. That's what I believe. I'm sure and I'm positive that these boys are good enough to start winning games. One or two more in, definitely. Three or four more in, definitely, to add to the squad. But yeah, we've got a good group here.
Staying with Jules News, and Ashley Maynard Brewer's emergency loan at the club has been extended. The goalkeeper arrived from Sheffield Wednesday late last week and made his debut during that game against Walsall. He'll now be eligible for tomorrow's match at Fleetwood. On to cricket, and England were in a strong position going into day three of the first test against Pakistan. They resumed at Headingley earlier on 366 for 8. That was a first innings lead of 195. Former Kent player Jordan Cox hit 73, coming in to bat at number three. Elsewhere, Sam Northeast hit 87 for Kent on the opening day of their latest game in the county championship. They've travelled to take on Middlesex and chose to bat first. They resumed on 299 for six. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. And don't forget, you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the site, you can also subscribe to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories. Don't forget to check out the latest review from our secret drinker. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back with the podcast on Monday.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.